The first edition of Sports Galore is proudly brought to you by Subway. Now to discuss the topic of last-second victories, here are your hosts, Mark Allen and Adam Treloar.
G'day, everybody. My name's Mark Allen. Welcome to Sports Galore with Adam Treloar. Have a look at him. Collingwood's number one recruit this year. 32 disposals and got us across the line by 1 point on Friday night. Adam,
I got us across the line. Well, mate, Faz really got us across the line, but it was a really good team effort, and it was good to get the win.
Hey, let's talk about Faz just for a second. Three goals in the first three quarters and then three in that last quarter that really helped. Brody Grundy obviously kicks the sealer.
Yeah.
What was it like being out there in that nail-biting finish?
Phenomenal. I mean, you talk about Faz. Faz was exceptional, and we spoke about him coming up the ground and bring him into the game, into that second half. I mean, he kicked three in the first, and then pretty much as a team, we really struggled in the second and third. And then when we needed some legs and some run coming into that last quarter, he was the one who really stood up and brought it to us. And Faz being Faz, he loves the attention. So you should have seen in the meeting before. He couldn't stop. What smile of his face kept talking about himself. So it was very good. And the feeling out there winning the game and playing in front of 70,000 people, mate, it was phenomenal. I mean, it was double the size of what I've ever played in front of, so it was amazing.
What about the noise, mate? What about the noise when that siren blew?
Oh, mate, it took a while to build into it. It got into the last quarter when I remember, 5 points down, and Levi Green got the clearance, and I just thought, wow, listen to this. Like, I was running behind him. I was screaming at him, telling him to kick the ball, but I'm sure he wouldn't have heard me because I couldn't hear a thing out there. And then as soon as we got going, and then when Brody kicked that goal, mate, it was just amazing, amazing. I look forward to many games like that.
Now, the show is Sports Galore, of course, so we're going to be talking about all sports, and we've got some nail biters to talk about in a tick. But for Collingwood supporters, considering the week that we all had,
been a good week.
For the people who weren't at the game, the people who are at the game, with 10 minutes to play, you know, we're kicking the dirt somewhere out the back. You know, the heads are turned, the heads are down. We're getting pulverised by all these Richmond supporters. It's hard for us. When you're out there and you're a player and you're in the, you know, the midst of the cut and thrust, tell us about that finish and what goes through your head.
Mate, there's obviously plenty of doubt. Doubt goes in the head initially, thinking, you know, 3 goals down, 5 minutes to go, 5-10 minutes to go. We just don't know what to expect. But, you know, we hang in there. We hung tough. We said as a midfield group, I remember we come together and said, you know what, guys, we just got to work our butts off here. Tackle, contest the ball, get the ball going forward, and you never know what could happen. And mate, we were just so lucky. Who would have thought the ruckman, Brody Grundy, would be standing there basically by himself kicking the winning goal?
Yeah.
Like, that is a forward or a midfielder's job, not a ruckman's job. And for him to win that and then for everyone to jump on him, it was just an amazing feeling, mate, an amazing feeling.
Now, it was brought up on the weekend that perhaps Trent Cotchin, the captain of the Richmond, might have walked past you when you were 17 points down.
Yep.
What did he actually say? Matthew Lloyd brought this to our attention. What did he actually say to you at that point?
Well, I think, they just kicked their goal, and it didn't help because I was a part of that. I turned the ball over, which I was pretty disappointed. But Cotchin, we're walking back to the centre bounce, and Cotchin gives me a bit of a nudge and says, do you regret what you said now? And I wasn't too happy at the time, and I was fuming, and I just thought, you know what? Oh, man. And so then I just went back to centre bounce, and things just went our way. We kicked 3 goals, and then the siren went, and I remember I went looking to find him to shake his hand, and I was trying to think of things to say in my head, and I got there, and I just said, spoke too soon, mate, and I gave him a little bit of a wink and rubbed him on his head. So, you know, it's all good fun. I'm sure he'll probably give me a little bit of lip next time.
You're a cheeky character, aren't you?
I am.
Because I remember you tapping Juddy on the bum as well.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, that was a bit of a different scenario. That was because I just love the fella. And Robbo and Jared Waitley on the AFL 360, they dared me to do it. So I did it. And, yeah, if they tell me to do it, I'll do it. If you dare me to do something this week, mate, I'll do it. If anyone wants to dare me to do anything, I'll do it if you want.
Righto, it is Sports Galore. So let's talk about what's happening right around the world just at the moment. March Madness. Now, the NCAA, I know you're a massive basketball fan. Did you see that nail-biting finish with Texas A&M taking on, I think it was
phenomenal.
Northern Iowa?
Yeah, phenomenal.
What was it?
It was 13 points in the last
42 seconds
or something. But I just don't know how a team could crumble under that. Like, they've stopped the team from scoring so many points in the first three and a half quarters, and then in the last 45 seconds, they allow a team to score 13 seconds. It's just phenomenal. They would have been pulling their hairs out, imagine that. And then they went into overtime and they won the game. So
people always talk about leadership in our game. When you watch that finish, and I watched the finish, it just seemed like everyone was very nervous.
Yeah.
And the mistakes were nervous mistakes. How does a leader stand up in that last...
It's basically just take the time and just say, all right, well, it's a bit different basketball and football, but just grab the ball and slow the play down. I mean, obviously they're going to come and pressure at being a basketballer, but you know, you can just pass into an open man here or there. That's what we do with footy. You generally grab the ball and then look for an open man. So, you know, it was mind-blowing to see the way they scored in them last 30 seconds. It reminds me of actually when Tracy McGrady, Houston Rockets, it was 2000 and something. They were down by 13 points in the last minute. And Tracy McGrady, absolute star, should have won a couple of MVPs. Mm. If it was based on stats, he would have won a couple of MVPs. But he comes out and goes all Michael Jordan-like and scores 13 points in 30 seconds. And it's the most amazing 13 points I've ever seen. He hits this four-point play. He hits on arguably the best defender of all time in Tim Duncan, scores on him, and his demeanour after that was just phenomenal. And, mate, if you get a chance to watch it, you got to watch it. It's amazing.
What are your thoughts on Steph Curry? I mean, we've all seen him basically throwing from the centre court this year, which has just been incredible. It wasn't too long ago, I reckon about 3 or 4 weeks ago, where he's hit one from two steps over centre court.
Amazing.
To win that game.
He's amazing. Yeah, he's just amazing. I mean, he's revolutionised the game, the way people talk about how Jordan revolutionised the game with how he played and his Annis, they refer him to. And then Curry comes along and starts hitting three-pointers from all over the court. And he's just amazing to watch. I mean, me being an Oklahoma fan, I'm not a big fan of him because he's in the same conference as Oklahoma, but he's exceptional to watch.
Do you get on YouTube and see the 77 three-pointers in a row?
Yeah.
And then I think it was 97 out of 100.
Yeah, it was just amazing, amazing.
What's the equivalent in footy? I mean, if you guys were, what is it? Just the ball not touching the deck on a training run before the game?
Yeah, it'd almost be no mistakes. Ball not touching the deck, spot on. Like, for him to hit 90, it was like 97 out of 100 or something, like you said, is like, that's just unheard of. I've tried that. I'm not a professional basketballer, but I've mucked around occasionally and I'm nowhere near that. For him to do that on a proper NBA court is just exceptional.
Who's the best 3-point shot at the club, at Collingwood?
At the club? Barring me. No, not me. We got a couple of handy basketballers, but Scotty Pendlebury would probably be number one.
Well, that's something maybe we can do here on Sports Score. We need to have a bit of a challenge between you and Scotty Pendlebury. So you reckon you're tidy?
No, I'm okay.
You're telling us you're tidy. Not bad. You're confident. You've got to be confident.
There's a couple of basketballs. You know, we can't go past Scotty Pendlebury. Yeah. There's Darren White, who played in college. Yeah. Then there's Mason Cox, who played in college.
Yeah.
Jesse White, who's very handy, and probably Marshy. So if we can get a five, like a shooting contest between the five of them, then it'd be interesting to see.
And I used to love it. I went to Texas Tech a long time ago, and I used to go and watch our basketball team play. They used to play in front of 20,000 people, and I used to get to their training. And there was another guy called Mason. His last name, Mason, I've forgotten, this 20 years ago. It's 30 years ago. So apologies for not remembering the name. But getting there and watching these guys practice, even at the college level. I mean, Steph Curry's gone crazy. Yeah. But to see these guys, their job is to nail, you know, 120-foot jumpers before they're allowed to leave the court. And it only takes 120 shots.
It's the same as hitting a free throw as well. I mean, coaches always tell them, it's similar to us kicking goals. Like, we can't leave the court. We can't leave the field unless we kick goals. But hitting 50 free throws in a row is harder than what it looks. I mean, I'm sure basketballers look at footballers and go, wow, how are those guys kicking the footy? How are they kicking that ball so well? Because you've seen people who haven't kicked the footy. They're like, how do we drop this? Like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So I suppose it's how you've been brought up.
Keeping with the theme of nail-biting finishes, I mean, you see these, you know, golfers and you also see the basketballers. They are preparing at training like this is going to be for the last match of the year to actually win their version of the premiership.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much any sport really does that. I mean, NFL, you last play of the game, 3rd and 10, 4th and 10, like the last play of the game, NBA, last minute of the game, AFL. And you always got to practice it because when you're in that scenario, you don't want to get to it and be like, what am I going to do here? I don't want the coach to rip me the next day. So you got to practice it.
Were you around to see at Wimbledon that finish of Isner taking on Mahut? 70-68 in the fifth set. Isner wins it. Can you imagine playing a tennis game, a match of tennis over 2 days?
I've mucked around plenty of times with my friends, and I've spent a good hour there hitting the balls around, and I'm like, I'm rooted here. Let's just get out of here. Like, I'm bored. I'm actually bored. And for them to go for 2 days is just amazing.
Oh, very good. Now, you know there's a big golf tournament coming up this week.
I know you love your golf, mate.
This is the 30-year anniversary of the greatest finish in the history of the game. The 86 Masters, Jack Nicklaus, the greatest of all time. He only had 17 majors at that stage.
Only.
Shoots 30 on the back nine with a bogey on 12. Seve Ballesteros, who was my hero growing up, he eagles 13 and dumps it in the water on 15 to kind of just get out of the tournament. But then the shark, Greg Norman, he birdies 14, 15, 16 and 17. And as a kid, after watching him, you know, fail all those years in a row, he has a chance to birdie the last hole for the last five, to birdie the last five holes
and he does
in
it.
A row. No, he hit it in the crowd. made bogey and the Golden Bear won. But that was, as far as golf's concerned,
the best
the
one.
Most nail-biting, the most brilliant
how
finish.
How old are you, mate? How 47, Adam.
I'm 47. Wow. I know I don't look 47, I'm 47.
You look good at that comment.
I'm 47 years old. Now, we're coming up to a little segment that we're going to do in a tick. It's called Do We Care? All right, so this is very, very simple. I'm just going to throw a couple of things at you. You tell me whether it is on your radar or not, simply by going, I don't care, or get into it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
El Clasico, Real Madrid defeated Barcelona 2-1, Cristiano Ronaldo match winner. Care, no care?
No, I do. I do care because I am a soccer fan, and I know I've got a couple of really good friends who love their soccer, and they'd be very disappointed if they were listening to this and found out I didn't talk about soccer. So just for their sake, I'll say I do care, which I don't really, but I do care.
What about Leicester? 7 points in front, not many games left.
I know. And they were last. You were saying before that they were last year.
About a month, 13 months ago, last on the table, going to be relegated. Everything's changed.
Yeah. Jeez, I'd love to know when was the last time someone won, barring the five biggest clubs in the EPL. You know,
Arsenal, right.
Liverpool, Man United, Man City, Chelsea. Like, I wouldn't even have a clue. I should have studied that.
You should have studied that.
I should have studied
that.
That's
one for next week. Man City was probably the best nail-biting finish in history.
Yeah.
Well, was that about three or four years ago? Andrew Gaze. Now, the news of the week is that Andrew Gaze, don't worry about the Melbourne Tigers in the Siebel, Andrew Gaze is off to Sydney to coach the Kings.
I know.
Do you care?
I do care. I actually really do care because, one, I have a soft spot for Sydney Kings, obviously being playing for the Giants. I used to watch the Kings all the time, and they've struggled the last couple of years, so I've quietly supported them. And I always said to them that they needed a really, really good coach to come in. I mean, they've been through numbers of coaches in the last couple of years, and to have a legend like Andrew Gaze come in. And not only that, they've signed the NBL MVP, Kevin Leash, from last year, who is the equivalent of Gary Ablett or Nate Fyfe in the AFL. So to get them two big signings is absolutely massive. But I'm still a Melbourne United fan. I know it's our year next year.
I know. Nick Kyrgios, you know, he's broken into the top 20 in the world. Unusual character, Nick.
Yeah, very unusual.
But
not my type.
Unbelievable game.
Yes. Yes, he is a phenomenal. He is, like, I do enjoy watching him. Love watching him. I mean, you know what? I actually think he'd be a really good basketballer because of the way he presents himself. He's a character, it's fair to say, and he's got a little bit of an ego here, which you have to have because it's an individual sport. But that's massive for Australia. When was the last time, barring Leighton Hewitt, we had someone in the top 20 in the men's tennis?
Been a long time.
Been a long time. So hopefully he can carry the sword going forward.
I'm happy to give him another chance. I've given him three.
Oh, me too.
I've given him
me
three.
Too.
He'll grow up.
You've got to always support the Aussies.
Now, the Aussie women in the T20 World Cup, they had three in a row. They were going for four in a row, get rolled by the West Indies. Do you care?
I do care. I do, again, because being Australian, I'm very patriotic. I love my Australians and Australian cricket. I grew up playing cricket and, you know, they've won three in a row. They're the best in the world. A bit unlucky, but what can you do?
What about the men? Did you see the last over?
I did.
Four sixes in a row to win a World Cup from Braithwaite.
You know what I find more impressive? The celebration of Chris Gayle when he was dancing with the Afghanistan team, I'm pretty sure. So that was phenomenal, actually.
Unreal. Now, by the sounds of things, next week on Sports Galore, we're going to have this shootout. We're going to have a 3-point shootout or a 20-foot jumper shootout.
We will.
Which players should we pick? Who are we
going? Scott Pendlebury.
Spendles.
Two college players, ex-college players. Darian White, Mason Cox.
Get them on board, please.
Jesse White,
get him on board.
And Jonathan Marsh. Right. They're the five that fancy themselves because last week during weights, I got Darian White really amped up because I said to him, who's the best basketballer here? And him being fresh off the basketball court, he reckoned that he was. Even though he won't say he wasn't, he reckoned he was. And so I went up to Pendlebury, I went up to all the big dogs here, and I said, Darian said he's better than you. And they're like, are you kidding me? Get their horns and everything, and they want to play off. So I reckon them five, and I can be the judge because that'll smash me. So I'll judge it, and I'll see who wins. My money's on Pendles.
Righto. My money's on you. I reckon you're a confidence player. You're a confidence player, and you're going to do it for Sports Galore. Now, just as we sign off here today, I think your girlfriend, She might have put something on Facebook,
yes,
which is going to make so many Collingwood nutbags out there really, really happy. You came through the front door of your house Friday night singing.
Yep. Good old Collingwood forever. I was very happy.
Mate, you're going to make, 100,000 members just about?
Oh, hopefully.
Absolutely hopefully. Insane hopefully. With happiness watching that.
Hopefully.
Good job this week, mate.
Thank you, mate.
Start practicing your three-point shots.
I will.
And we'll see you next week for Sports Galore.
Thanks for tuning in to the very first edition of Sports Galore. Thanks to our proud partners at Subway. Be sure to listen in to the boys again next week. Go Pies!